And Sunday looking pretty good as well, because we've got the My Kids Baby and Kids Market happening in Newcastle. In fact, at the basketball stadium. Talking with us about it is the market organiser, Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer, you'll be very, very busy, I would imagine, leading up to this weekend.
Absolutely, we have, Mark. Yes, looking forward to bringing the market to Newcastle once again with a new name, My Kids Market.
Wonderful stuff. New name, some great things happening. Now, you've just on the back of another one of these down in the Cronulla area, I believe.
Sutherland.
And, of course, you've got some fundraising which you'll be doing at this market, and you tried that over the last weekend there and you had a pretty good go?
Absolutely. We were just overwhelmed with the response at Sutherland last Sunday. Collecting donations of sanitary items for homeless women. We've partnered with the Share the Dignity charity, and all we're asking are families to bring along just one pack of sanitary items to place in a little collection box that we've got at the front entrance, and we'll be passing those on to the charity for women in need.
Well, Jennifer, I can tell you ahead of time, and you probably know this, that Novocastrians are a pretty generous bunch, so I'm sure you'll be overwhelmed with what you need on the weekend. Now, moving on to the rest of the markets, I've been the, I guess, either fortunate or unfortunate situation. I don't have kids, so I don't have to deal with the cost, but it does cost a lot of money to bring up young kiddies, isn't it? There's a lot of hidden costs out there.
Oh, absolutely. Look, on average, Mark, it costs up to and around about $4,000 to set up a nursery, and that's without the cost of clothing and other essentials like nappies. The initial setup is a lot of money, but then we have to continue to buy clothes year after year after year while they're growing, and some of those clothes just don't even last 6 months, and it's time to buy the next size.
Which is where the markets come in. So your market does work. Can you explain how it all works? Because it's you can get some great things happening there.
Absolutely. Look, the main purpose of the My Kids Market is for families to declutter their homes and earn some extra money by recycling their no longer needed baby and kids items. And this is instead of adding them to landfill. So it's a perfect way to reuse, recycle babies and kids goods. So the everything families need is at My Kids Market: clothing, toys, shoes, books, prams and other nursery items. So families can come along, buy these quality items at a fraction of the cost without breaking the budget.
I guess as well, if you haven't got in your family like some older kids that are having them being passed down to you, it's a great way to pick some things up. And a lot of storeholders on hand for Sunday?
Yeah, we've got over 60 stalls this Sunday selling their families' gently used goods. Plus, we also have a few local businesses showcasing their unique handmade creations too. So we'll be supporting some local businesses as well.
And I'm sure we'll be able to grab a nice bite to eat while we're just having a look through the wares also.
Certainly, Mark, the canteen's always open there at the Newcastle Basketball Stadium. And in addition to stalls, they've got some free face painting and great activities for the kids as well. So it's a great morning out for the whole family.
It does sound like a great family day. Jennifer, good luck. I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on that now. And fingers crossed for some nice weather and a big turnout, especially for the charity portion of it on Sunday.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for talking to me, Mark.
That's our pleasure. Jennifer Hudson, market organiser for the Baby and Kids Market. 2NURFM, it is 17 to midday.